From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry came to the reopened U.S. Embassy in Cuba Friday to salute the American flag as it was raised again in Havana, ceremonially ending the 54-year breach in relations between the United States and its island neighbor off the southern coast of Florida.
We are certain that the time is now to reach out to one another as two peoples who are no longer enemies or rivals, but neighbors. Time to unfurl our flags, raise them up, and let the world know that we wish each other well.
Kerry went on to say, "This is truly a memorable occasion, a day for pushing aside old barriers and exploring new possibilities." Noting that he is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Cuba since 1945, Kerry said he felt very much at home in the Havana Embassy. Kerry was accompanied in Havana by some members of Congress and three elderly U.S. Marines, Larry Morris, Mike East, and Jim Tracy, now retired, who lowered the flag for the last time in Havana in January of 1961, and who were then chosen to raise the banner Friday. The United States says it was looking into whether Islamic State militants used chemical weapons during an attack earlier this week on Kurdish fighters in Iraq, as reported by German officials. The German Defense Ministry, which is training the Kurds, said about 60 Peshmerga fighters suffered injuries consistent with chemical weapons exposure during a battle Wednesday with the Islamic State group. White House National Security Council spokesman Alastair Besky said Thursday, Washington is seeking more information now on the attack. This is VOA News. Eurozone finance ministers are expected to endorse a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package. European Commission spokeswoman Annika Breithart said a positive outcome from the ministers' meeting in Brussels was now feasible. The bailout package passed the Greek parliament by a comfortable margin. Growing discord with Syriza could split the party and lead to early elections. Stock market in Athens slid in afternoon trading. Mr. Tsipras told lawmakers that the bailout package is a necessary choice for the nation despite unwelcome tax hikes and spending cuts. Greece needs the money from international creditors by August 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed feelings of profound grief and sincere condolences to those who suffered and died from Japan's past military aggression, while making his highly anticipated public statement on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. "Upon the innocent people did our country inflict immeasurable damage and suffering," Abe said. Abe cited Western colonialism as a contributing cause of the war, but said Japan's decision to resolve disputes with the use of force was misguided and pledged in the future to always seek peaceful reconciliation. Chinese authorities are continuing an investigation into what caused two gigantic explosions at a warehouse in the main port city of Tianjin, as fears linger over the possible presence of dangerous chemicals near the site. Several small fires were still smoldering early Friday at the site of the blast, which occurred late Wednesday. Officials say the death toll from the blast has risen to 56, including 21 firefighters. Over 700 people remain hospitalized, with 33 reported to be in serious condition. A team of 217 military, nuclear, and biochemical specialists, along with a group from the International Atomic Energy Agency's Beijing office, have been dispatched to the area. This according to the official Xinhua News Agency. North Korea is denying it is behind last week's landmine blast that injured two South Korean soldiers and further heightened military tensions with Seoul. In a statement Friday, the North's National Defense Commission said it is absurd to suggest Pyongyang sent soldiers across the border to plant the mines. A joint U.S.-South Korean investigation accused the North Korean military of illegally crossing to the southern side of the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, and then planting mines. One soldier lost both legs, another soldier lost one in the August 4th incident. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.